This is Daniel.
Hey, Daniel, it's John with Local Slash.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, good. I was calling in regards to your client interview. Is it still a good time?
Yes, sir.
All right, perfect. So I have Nikki on the line with us. She's going to walk you through the client interview process. So set questions that will help us get things moving forward.
Okay.
All right, Nikki, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, this is Daniel. Please take care of him. If you guys need anything, just reach out to me, okay?
Thanks, John.
All right. Bye, Daniel.
All right. Thank you.
Hi, Daniel. This is Nikki from Local Splash. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for asking. And, Jeff, thank you so much for making time. So this call take around 40 to 45 minutes. This is the best time, right?
It is.
Gotcha. Sounds great. So this call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance and training purposes. But first of all, Danielle, I want to thank you for having Local Splash as your digital growth partner. So our goal for today's interview is to collect key insight about your business, your services, differentiators, and goals so our team can drive the highest return for your investment. So first, I will verify your business details. Second, we'll define the real revenue opportunities, the services and keywords that matter. And lastly, I will explain the Google Business Profile verification steps and outline our next actions together. And if ever you have any questions or clarifications, please do not hesitate to call me up and ask me, because I want to make sure that we will be able to set up your account perfectly with me, okay?
All right, sounds good.
All right. So I see it here, Danielle, that you already signed the terms and conditions and you're done setting up the specific question with John. So I'm going to go ahead now and proceed with verifying your business details to ensure accuracy. So if you hear anything that is inaccurate, please let me know so I can make those corrections. So I got it here. Your business name is called Yitlock Installations, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, and the address that I have on here is 8802 Mackenzie Farm Drive, Ottawa, Tennessee. 37363.
That's correct.
Okay, and is this a home address or an office location?
This is a home address.
Home address, I see. Are you licensed, insured, or have a business registration?
Yes, and yes.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good. And will you be able to read to me your business license number and the expiration date? If it's not handy, just let me know.
License number is this Hamilton County license. 0165642. The expiration date is May 15th of 2027.
Gotcha. So I got here 0165642 and May 15th, 2027.
That's correct.
I put a copy of this on the local
Splash database or business information website.
Yep. Let me see it here. Okay, yeah. I'm just getting out of here, so if you'll be promoting your website, if you'll be working on your website, then we can put it on the website, okay?
No, I'm just saying I've already added it so y'all can see it, the documents and stuff.
Oh, you have already added in the documents? You have uploaded in the dashboard. Is that what you meant?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, sounds good. I thought you updated it on the background. Okay, let me just go ahead and pull up your dashboard real quick just to make sure that I see it here. Just one moment. Okay. Let me see. Oh, all right. I see it here that you have already uploaded your logo and some documents. Great. All right. This is a good start. So thank you so much for that one, Danielle. So I'm going to go ahead and proceed. And I just want to make sure, are you open to publicly displaying your home address? Google Heavy Rewards.
I would prefer not to display my address. Just the city and the state.
Gotcha. I'm going to go ahead and hide it for you. And I just want to make sure, can you receive mail at this address?
Yes.
All right. And later in the call, I will be providing you your call tracking number that your leads will contact you on. but for communications with Local Splash, can we still reach you on the primary phone number 423-889-1006?
That's correct.
Okay. And I just want to make sure that I got here your correct email address. And that would be, let me pull it up, that's bitlockinstallations@outlook.com.
That's correct.
Okay. So I see here, Daniel, that you are using, you're not using a Gmail email. And a Gmail email is very helpful for the Google Business Profile access and verification. Will you be able to create a Gmail email?
I can give you one.
Okay. Oh, do you already have an existing Gmail email?
I believe I do. Let me verify that.
Okay.
Come over here and town. Let's just sit over here. All right. It's Whitlock Installation with no S at gmail.com.
Gotcha. Just Whitlock Installation at gmail.com.
That's correct.
All right. I will let our team know that you do have this Gmail email for your Google Business Profile purposes. And do you already have a business website?
Business what?
Website. Do you already have a website?
I do. I need some help managing it, though, but yes, I do.
Okay, sounds good. Can you provide me your domain?
WhitlockInstallations.com.
That's WhitlockInstallations.com. Let me just pull it up here.
It's through Wix.
Okay.
But I think y'all are going to take control over it.
Yep. For us to be able to do that, we will need access to your domain. So let me see. Oh, I see it here. WhitlockInstallations.com. So I was able to pull it up. So that leads me to my next question. So you would like us to work on a new layout, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And as I mentioned earlier, Danielle, for us to be able to work on this website, we will need domain credentials. So I'm going to send you an email for you to provide us your username and password. Okay? So, yep, I see it here. It is under Wix.com. So let me just send you an email for my website team to go through on your domain name. Okay? So I'm sending you an email that says credentials needed to apply my site. So please respond with the following details, your website URL, we already have that, the name of the company hosting your domain, your username and password. Okay? So that means to say that we will be working on a new layout. We will be applying my site.
Okay.
Okay, and since we will be working on your website, I'm going to ask you questions with regards to the site that my team will be working on. So what colors would you like on your site? Are you going to keep the same, or do you have any other colors?
I think the colors are fine.
So we're keeping...
I don't know. Whatever y'all suggest.
Let me see. You're keeping the same color that's like... What is it?
It's pretty, pretty plain right now, so... If y'all have any other suggestions or improvements that y'all like to make, then... I'm going to rely on your expertise.
Okay. I will let our website team, maybe we can tweak some colors on it, but are we going to keep the same colors, or we just have to, you know, let me see. I'm seeing right now brown and something like a gray color.
And some green.
Okay. So we're working on the color that is already existing on the website right now. Okay. But we'll try to make it better, right?
whatever y'all can do to make it better, I'm leaning towards y'all's expertise.
Gotcha.
I'm open to suggestions.
Okay, gotcha. Open for suggestions, and just want to make sure that you're providing handyman services, right?
I am. Okay. TV mounts, furniture assembly, light fixtures and plumbing fixtures, and some minor handyman.
Okay, so I will let them know that you're open for suggestions for the colors that we can do on the website for the handyman services that fits the handyman services. Okay. And let me see. What are your top 3 to 6 services that you want to feature on your homepage?
The TV mounts, mm-hmm. light fixtures and ceiling fans. Like bathroom and kitchen faucets, furniture assembly, and then a miscellaneous handyman.
You mentioned earlier plumbing.
Some minor plumbing, like plumbing fixtures, like faucets, shower heads or showers. Basically the fixtures, plumbing fixtures and bathroom fixtures, handrails.
Okay, so we can only limit like 3 to 6 services for your home page, but anyways, we're going to add the other service keywords later, okay? So you mentioned about TV mounting, and we have light fixtures, ceiling fans. For the ceiling fan, is it going to be ceiling fan insulation?
That's correct.
Okay, I want to make sure that it's going to be specified. And we do have bathroom, kitchen. Is it going to be like bathroom repair and kitchen repair services?
No, the fixtures.
Okay, not the bathroom.
I'm not going to be cutting into any walls.
Okay, so let's do bathroom fixtures and kitchen fixtures?
Yes.
Okay. So I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and the last one. Are we going to add faucets, fixtures as the last one, or furniture assembly?
Furniture assembly.
Okay. But anyways, we're going to add faucets, fixture on your keywords later, okay? But we're just talking for now the top 3 to 6 services for your homepage. All right. And are there any, do you want to include any special offers, deals, or promotions on your site?
No.
Okay, we can skip it for now. And do you have reviews outside of Google that you would like to be displayed on your site?
I've got a couple reviews on Angie, mm-hmm. Home Advisor. And, I mean, if I could pull reviews from Google from my other business, that would be helpful, but I don't know if I can or not.
Yep, actually, once your Google Business Profile is up and running, we'll be sending you a tiny URL link where you can send it to your customers so they can leave review on your Google Business Profile, because that is very helpful, okay? So we'll be talking about that one soon.
So what I was saying, though, is I had a business before, about 3 or 4 years ago, mm-hmm. and I had reviews on Google for that business. Is there any way those can be imported into the new business, or does it have to be for this business name?
Okay, what is the business name of your Google Business Profile before? Let me try to pull it up.
It was Dan the Handyman.
Dan Handyman.
Yeah, Dan the Handyman. D-A-N the Handyman.
D-A-N.
D-A-N, as in the first three of Daniel.
Dan, yep, and Handyman.
Yeah, Dan the Handyman.
Dan the Handyman.
Yep, and it was an LLC.
Okay, Dan the Handyman LLC. Let me check to pull it up. Same address. That's Ottawa, Tennessee?
No, it was in Collierville, Tennessee.
It's Carville, Tennessee. Let me try to pull it up if I can still pull it up here. Let me see from Carrollville, Tennessee. Okay. Dan the Handyman LLC. Ooh. Oh, I didn't see it here. Let me try to check.
Yeah, the domain's no longer there anymore.
Yep. Are you using a number, the same number, the 1006, or no?
No,
Do you still remember
was
the number associated to this?
not. It was 901-779-1261.
1261. Let me check. The 1261. All right. And actually, I wasn't able to pull it out. Do you think it's still existing right now or no? It
No, probably
was
not.
created 4 years. Probably not. So if it's not existing, then we will not be able to pull it out, Daniel. But that's okay. You can still ask your clients. You can still ask your clients before who left reviews on your Google Business profile. You can send them the link, and they can also leave reviews on your new Google Business profile.
Okay.
That would actually work. That actually works. Okay, since we can pull it out, then let's just try to ask them to make a new one. All right. And do you have any videos or pictures that you specifically want to be represented in your site?
No.
Okay, we can skip
But
it
I
for
got,
now.
wow. So I've got all these old Dan the Handyman reviews from HomeAdvisor that I was able to Google and find. There's like 34 of them. Is there any way those could be put in?
Let me see. Because you want to make sure, Daniel, that we do work with high quality photos. And grabbing photos from here
There's
might
no,
ruin, yeah, might ruin the quality. But
these are
I
all just
would,
reviews.
oh, reviews. Let me see. I actually see the reviews on your home advisor. And I am letting already my team know that we will be putting these reviews on your website. So
Okay.
we will add the reviews from your Angie to your website, okay?
What about the, what about my Dan the Handyman reviews from HomeAdvisor?
Dane Handyman reviews from Home Advisor. Let me check. But actually, because you already have the existing lead lock installation, then we want to make sure that it has the same business name
I
that we are
got you.
promoting.
Okay, that's fine. They'll come
Okay.
back.
Anyways, you do have a 5-star reviews here, so that is also helpful already. And do you want to include a gallery of before and after photos or videos on your site?
No.
Okay, we can skip that. And if ever you have photos soon, send it to us or upload to your dashboard so we can use it for the marketing and the optimization, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right. And would you like to enable online payments on your site?
No, I don't think that's necessary. I usually just take payment as soon as it's done.
Okay. So, and also, would you like your customers to be able to book directly on your site?
I would rather not on that one either, because I don't
Want
want to be double booked on things.
them? Gotcha. All right. So we can skip this. And are there any special features that you would like to add in your site? For example, blogs or AI chat widget?
No, I don't think that's necessary.
Okay.
You could do like a contact me where it sends me an email.
Okay. And yep, we're actually going to promote your email anyways. And are there any websites that you like, Daniel? And what do you like about them? Maybe we can use it as a reference for the website that we will be creating. Or you haven't really checked anyone's website?
No, I haven't really looked at other people's websites.
Okay. Yeah, that's okay. Our website team actually creates a good website. And if ever you have any concerns, just let us know if there's any revisions that needs to be done, okay?
Okay.
And let me see. Where do you want your business license number to show? Usually, by default, we put it on footer. Are you okay with that?
That'll be fine.
Okay. And do you want to show any certifications, affiliations, or partner logos on your site? For example,
no,
BBB. Okay, you can skip this. And is there anything specific that you want to see on your website that we haven't covered?
You can make sure that people who are looking there know that I accept like all forms of payments.
Okay.
I use Square, so all major credit cards are accepted.
Gotcha. So you want to make sure that on the website, we're telling people that you do accept all types of payments.
Yeah, all types of credit cards and cash and check. And I can even do Venmo and Cash App. And
okay, Cash App. Do you also do PayPal?
I don't have a PayPal account, but that doesn't mean I can't get one if they need one.
Gotcha. All right. And if you would like to have a deeper conversation about your site layout or advanced features, I can book you a call with our website team, specifically with our design specialist. Would you like me to book you a call with them, or would you like to check your site first?
Well, we can book a call. That's fine. We can do a call like on Monday or something.
Monday. And what would be the best time? Let me check their calendar on Monday. Just one moment. And, okay, Monday. Ooh, we can only do Tuesdays or Wednesdays. Would that work for you?
I can do Wednesday.
Okay, Wednesday. And what will be the best time? Same time?
Yeah, same time is fine.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and book your call with them Wednesday, same time. And I will add you to the calendar invite so you will receive a reminder when we will call. So let me just let them know. Okay. Just Wednesday, same time. All right. Yep.
I sent that information to you.
Mm-hmm.
For the website.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Anyways, I'm letting them know about the information that we just discussed on the website that we'll be creating. And when you discuss with our team on Wednesday on the website, let them know any changes. You can ask them the suggestions if they can answer you best, since they will be the one who will create the website. Okay?
Okay.
And if there are any special features that you would like to see on your website, ask them if that will be possible, so they will help you all figure out. So now, Daniel, let's set up your call tracking, which is included in your package to follow Google's best practices for growth. So we provide a unique local number that redirects instantly to your main line. So your daily workflow stays exactly the same. This tool tracks every lead and filters out spam, giving us the insights needed to see which services are driving your revenue. You can easily access these call reports directly in the local Splash app using your primary phone number as your username. So let me just pull up the phone number that my team set up for you. Let me know if you are okay with this phone number so we can finalize, okay? So the phone number that I got for you, Daniel, that would be 423-600-8882. Are you okay with this number?
I mean, I guess that's fine.
Okay, well, anyways, after we end this call, I will do a test call to this call tracking number to make sure that it works perfectly fine. All right. And also, would you like to elevate your customer's first impression of your business with a professional voice beating? We do have a one-time fee of $19 for this, Daniel, and we'll record and implement a brand quality greeting in your calls. You can request updates to your greeting at any time. So before you hear a ring on your end, your potential customers will hear this. Hi, thank you for calling VitLock Installations. We look forward to serving you. Please press 1 if you are a new customer, or press 2 if you are an existing customer. So the $19 one-time payment would be for the professional recording. We can use the sample provided, or if you would like to have your own message to be recorded, then a team can record it for you. Are you interested?
No, that's all right. I don't need an alternate.
Gotcha. All right. Yep, we can skip it. And if ever you'd be interested, you can always add this anytime. Okay?
Okay.
And are you familiar with Google Workspace?
Not really.
Okay. I just want to introduce Google Workspace because you do have an existing domain name, right? So with Google Workspace, Daniel, you can have an email that would match your domain for instant visibility. For example, you can have an email that says daniel@witlockinstallations.com or info@witlockinstallations.com or even office@witlockinstallation.com. So that would build immediate trust with prospects and enable your team to stay organized with cloud storage, secure file sharing, and collaborative tools. We do have a starting price of $19 per month per user. Is that a step that you would like to add to your growth toolkit?
I mean, does that not come with the website?
Actually, this website, you own the domain name for your website, right? And you don't have a Google Workspace for this. And if you want to add, that is where we can help you at a starting price of $19 per month.
I think I do have a Google Workspace with my domain.
Oh, so you already have
paid Wix. Paying Wix like $22 or something. They offered me something with the emails and stuff.
Oh, okay.
I haven't really looked into it, though.
Gotcha. All right. And if ever you do have that email pull out, let us know if you want us to use that. Because that is a good email, okay?
Okay.
All right. So now we're going to identify your most valuable service keywords. So these are the terms that will connect you with ideal clients looking to hire now. So my research here, Daniel, says that you do provide handyman services, correct? So
I do provide some handyman services, yes.
Mm-hmm. So what is the number one service that you want to win? Like which services are most profitable and which jobs do you want more of?
TV mounts.
TV mounts. Okay. So, but let me ask you, do you want it to be found first with the keyword handyman services?
I'm confused what you're asking.
Okay. So your main service is handyman services, but the service that you wanted to win, like the most profitable, is the TV mounting, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, so I'm going to add TV mounting next to the handyman services, but I just want to make sure, do you want it to be found first when people search for handyman services?
That's fine.
Okay, so I have pulled up the top performing industry keywords for you, Daniel, for handyman services. Let me know if you want me to take out anything from the list or if you wanted to add more, because we optimize for all relevant service. But your main focus should be ranking and budget priorities. You will get an email with your personalized keyword strategy. Just reply if you want to make updates, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so I've got here. So I have added the service keywords that you have mentioned earlier also. So we have here handyman services, TV mounting. We have light fixture, ceiling fans, insulation, bathroom fixtures, kitchen fixtures. Furniture assembly, faucets, fixtures. We also have here home repair services, general carpentry services. Just let me know if there's anything you want me to take out. Okay?
You can take the carpentry services out.
Okay. Take looking at the carpentry. We have here drywall repair.
No.
Painting. Mm-hmm. I'll take it out. Do you also do painting services or no?
No.
How about
only
flooring?
Only special services.
Mm-hmm. You don't do any flooring installation or flooring repair?
Very little.
Okay, but do you want me to add it here or no?
No, don't add it.
Okay, how about door installation and door repair?
No.
Okay, how about window repair services?
No.
Okay, but we're going to add furniture assembly services, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Do you also do electrical repair services or no?
To a certain extent.
Okay.
You can add it on there, but I can always just tell them that I'll do minor stuff.
Okay, gotcha. So we're going to add...
Yeah, in fact, you probably just leave it off.
Okay, how about the plumbing repair services?
As long as I don't have to get any walls.
Okay, but do you want to add here? It's here.
Yeah, you can go ahead and add it.
Okay, how about fence repair services?
That's fine.
How about deck repair services?
I better leave that off.
Okay, I'll check it out. How about home maintenance services?
That's fine.
Okay, we also have your appliance installation services.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, the last one is emergency handyman services. Are you okay with this?
Yeah, you can put it on there.
All right, are there any other services related to your business that I have not mentioned that you would like to add?
Not that I can think of it this time.
Okay. Anyways, Danielle, you will receive an email with all the keywords that we just went over. So if you want to go ahead and change any keywords from the list or if you want to add more, you can reply to the email so that we can make the proper adjustments, okay?
Okay.
All right. So now just a few quick questions so we can differentiate your brand and fuel your digital marketing strategy. So my question for you is, can you tell me anything unique about your business or anything that sets you apart from your competitors?
My cleanliness, respectability, efficiency.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's good to know. And let me add, do you offer free estimates?
Yes.
Is this a family-owned business?
Yes.
Is this locally owned and operated?
Yes, ma'am.
Gotcha. All right. I want to add those because that is very helpful for the business around the area. And do you have a mission statement?
I do not.
Okay. Are we going to use the one that I see on your website right now? It says here, our mission is to restore order and functionality to your space, ensuring every installation is as beautiful as it is secure.
No, I don't even see that.
Okay. I see it on your website under About Us. Did you pull your website right now?
Yeah, I'm looking for it right now, but I'm...
So on your website,
Oh, there it is.
Okay, do you want to keep that or do you want to hear the few samples that I prepared for you?
Sure, what are your samples?
Okay, so I've got here, at Whitlock Installations, we strive to be the company of choice by providing quality, professional, and honest services. The next one is at Whitlock Installations. So we strive for honesty and fairness in our relationships with our customers. The third one is at Whitlock Installations. We provide quality workmanship and customer service to maintain the highest level of professionalism. So those are the few samples that we prepared for you. Do you want to have any from my list?
I like the first one and the third one.
The first one and third one. Do you want me to use both of this?
Sure.
Oh, you want, okay. Yep, we can have this as your mission statement. And do you have a tagline or slogan?
Sure, I'll use the same one I had the last time. let us do your honey-do list.
Oh, I'm sorry, what is it again?
Let us complete your honey-do list.
Let us complete your honey-do list. All right. And how many years have you been in business?
This business is new. I'm only a month in on this business.
Okay.
So I had the other business for like 3 to 4 years.
Okay. So this business, you have it just this year, 2026, but how many years of experience do you have?
About 5 years in handyman work.
Mm-hmm. All right. So I'm going to note it here. It started this year, 2026, but you do have the 5 years of experience. I'm going to note it that way. All right. This is a good one. And how many people work with your company?
Just me.
Okay. And do you work with residential, commercial, or both?
Mostly residential.
Okay. Just mostly residential, but would you like me to promote you with commercial or just residential only?
You can promote with commercial too.
Okay, so that's those. And let me see. I just want to make sure that I've got your correct hours of operation here, Daniel. So that says from Monday to Fridays, you do 8 to 5. And on Saturdays and Sundays, you're closed.
That's correct.
Okay. And for the types of payment that you do accept, you mentioned earlier that you do cash. You also do cash, checks, Venmo.
All major credit cards.
Yep, all major credit cards and debit cards. All major cards, right?
That's correct.
And we have here, you mentioned about Cash App?
Yes, I have Cash App.
Okay. So that's Venmo, Cash App. Let me add that here. Okay. And you also do Zelle, right?
I can do Zelle, yes.
Okay. Thank you so much for this. So now that we have your business information, Daniel, you do have two options. So the first option is we will optimize your presence for quality leads from top channels like Google, Facebook, and Yelp for no extra cost. And that is the best option that we offer. And the second option is we can list your business. We can list your company on an expanded set of 100-plus directories, but I don't recommend you this option because blanketing 100 of directories can open you to spam calls and wasted time. So you will appear everywhere, but not always to the right audience. So
yeah, we'll just go with the first option.
Let's go with the first option. All right. And now let's cover your Google Business profile, your key assets for booking high-value jobs. So I see it here that your business is located in Ottawa, Tennessee. So for this, Daniel, what specific cities or which service areas or specific cities or zip codes would you like to dominate? And again, I would love to give my suggestion because, of course, I wanted you to have a better ranking on your Google Business profile. And for you to have a better ranking, it is very helpful if we focus on a maximum of 5 cities or 5 zip codes. Do you think we could work on that?
A maximum of 5 cities or 5 zip codes?
We do
or a minimum?
Suggest a maximum. Or do you have more than that number? Like how many cities would you like to dominate?
I mean, you got Cleveland and Ottawa and Collegedale and Chattanooga and Ringgold and Dayton, Georgia, and Dalton, and there's...
That's around, going to be, like, around 10? You think that's around 10?
I mean, it's probably... Mainly, you could stick with... let me pull up a map.
Okay.
There's a lot of small cities around here.
Okay.
We definitely need Chattanooga and Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
And Ringgold.
Okay. We have Cleveland, Chattanooga, Ringo. You can add more.
Dalton, Georgia.
Let's see, Dalton, Georgia.
Scotty Daisy.
Scotty Daisy here, got it.
And maybe that'll incorporate everything in between.
Yep, let me just have it here. So we have Cleveland, Chattanooga, Ringo, Dalton, Georgia, Scotty Daisy, and I've added here also the Ottawa. So, okay, this is a good one. We can start. And do you know if you have a Google business profile under your business name Whitlock Installations or no?
I thought that's what I was setting up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just want to make sure, Daniel, because having more than one Google business profile is not going to be helpful for your business, okay?
I mean, I have a website, and then you can Google the website. But that's as far as I got.
Yep. Yeah. So, yeah, before I try to call you, I did a few research, and I didn't see a Google business profile under the business name Whitlock Installation. So that's not a problem. We will create and optimize it for you, okay?
Okay.
So Google will require one or two verifications and chooses the verification method. It's either video, phone, email, or postcard, and your assistance is essential for success. So most commonly, you'll verify with a short video tour to show your location, signage, equipment, and proof of management, and you will send specific instructions to make this quick and easy. Do you have any business cards? Oh, you do have a business card, right?
Then I do.
So that will greatly improve your chances of success with video verification, especially if you're a service area business. And please have those readily available with everything else when it comes to time to do your video verification. And in the unlikely event that the postcard method is used, you will receive one in about 5 to 7 days with the address that you gave earlier. You can reach out to us with the code or enter it yourself on the client dashboard. If you have any troubles with video verification, you can shorten the length of the video, and we recommend 1 to 3 minutes. However, Daniel, it can be as low as 30 seconds. You can also lower the video quality on your phone if the video file is too large. But please make sure that you are in a location with a stable internet connection so that there will be no interruption. Okay?
Okay.
And also, to get your Google Business Profile verified, Google needs some information to proceed further. So I'm sending you an email that says action needed. Pictures needed for Google verification, so can you please provide us pictures of the following as soon as possible: your tools or equipment, your work vehicle with license plate, your business license or insurance, your business card, business registration, invoice, and workplace. So to provide us with the required documents, you can either reply directly to the email or fill out the form included in the email, and we will be following up with Google and let you know if anything else is needed. Okay?
Do you have to have all of that?
If you don't have all of those requirements, please send as soon as possible the available ones that you have. We will try to work with that.
I have since, I put on there my business license and my insurance, and my vehicle, and my license plate, and my business card.
Okay. All right. Yep. My team will check on what you have uploaded in the dashboard, and if ever Google will be asking for anything else, we will let you know. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. And also, Daniel, one good feature that we offer is the weekly Google profile post to keep you front and center in local search. You'll be able to preview and update this anytime in your dashboard. So, would you like us to activate this for your business with no extra cost?
I guess.
Okay. I wanted you to maximize what we offer, especially that it is very helpful with the optimization of your Google business profile. So, if ever you don't like what we do on a weekly basis, you can always edit and delete it to your dashboard. Okay?
Okay.
And let's talk about Yelp now. Do you currently have a Yelp page?
No.
Okay, if you don't have a Yelp page yet, nothing to worry. We can create a brand new Yelp page for your business and ensure that it will be optimized, but you need to have a call tracking number with us, which you already opted in, so we will be able to complete the Yelp page creation. So would you like us to go ahead and create a Yelp for you?
That's fine.
All right. And let's talk about your Facebook business page now. Do you currently have a business Facebook page?
I do.
Okay, sounds good. And do you have access to your Facebook business page?
Yes.
Okay, can you get us admin access so we can optimize?
Can I do what?
Can you grant us admin access?
It's a good question.
For that, I will be sending you a secure one-click link to grant us partner access. And it typically takes 1 to 2 minutes. So once added, Daniel, we will optimize your Facebook page. It is important to have consistent information, so please do not make any changes to your name, address, and phone information. So I did see that you have Facebook ads as part of your package, correct?
Yes. Now, my business page is tied into my personal page.
Good question. So, yep. With the special link that we sent you, we will not have any access to your personal Facebook. We will only be working directly with your Facebook business page. And since you do have Facebook ads with us, we actually need your access for us to be able to run your ads. But then again, with a special link that I am sending, it will ask you to log in to the personal Facebook that you use on creating your Facebook business page for your Facebook page's link. But we will not have any access to that because on that link, it will ask you to choose the page that you will grant us access. Okay?
Okay.
So basically, we will be running the ads and you will need the access to your Facebook business page. So I'm sending you an email that says, grant us access to your Facebook page to get your ads running. Okay, so I'm sending it to you right now. And if ever you have time, I hope you'll be able to add that as soon as possible so our Facebook team can work on the correct timeline on your Facebook ads.
Well, as soon as I can get it, we can look at it.
Gotcha. All right, so I'm sending it to you right now. You should receive it in a moment. And while waiting for you to receive the email, Danielle, let's talk about your Facebook ads. Okay, so your Facebook ads is included in your strategy. For your Facebook ads, would you like to send specific images or messaging, or would you like to have a creative team handle this?
You have to repeat that.
Okay. For your Facebook ads, would you like to send specific photos or messaging for your Facebook ad campaign, or would you like to have a creative team handle it for you?
They can handle it.
Okay, so we'll have the creative team handle this. And there are 3 lead response methods for your Facebook ads. We do have this, what we call as form fill, where your potential customers will fill in a form on your Facebook ad. The information will be sent to you via email and SMS in real time, and we recommend reaching out to the potential customers as soon as possible. And of course, these leads will also be accessible on your client dashboard under the leads tab. The other options, Daniel, is calls or Facebook Messenger. So you can choose either form fill, calls, or Facebook Messenger. But what we recommend is using the form fill because it will give you better tracking, better quality leads, and ensures that there is no opportunities missed. And again, most of our clients running successful campaigns are using the form fill. So which one would you like to use?
Oh, you're throwing stuff at me. Can you repeat that for me?
Yeah. So for your Facebook ads, we have 3 response methods that we will be running. So there is what we call as form fill, calls, or Facebook Messenger. So you can only choose one. If you want to ask our recommendations, we highly recommend the form fill, where your potential clients will fill in a form and you will receive their information via email and SMS.
Yeah, that'll work.
Okay, so let's work with the form fill. And, yep, I just received your Facebook business page access. So we're letting our Facebook team know, and we can work on your Facebook page. Okay. Form fill. All right. And our team is available Monday through Friday, that is 7 a.m. to 4 Pacific. Is there a specific day or window that works best for you for check-ins, or shall we reach out if needed? Like, can we call you anytime if we have concerns?
So the schedule is kind of flexible. It just depends on what kind of jobs I have. So you would probably have to reach out to me and set something up. Okay. At this time, I'm pretty open, though.
Okay. So, yep, if we do have concerns, we will try to reach out to you anytime from 7 a.m. to 4 Pacific. And if you are not available, we'll try to leave a voicemail, okay?
Yeah, either that or you can send me an email, and then we'll respond and schedule a time.
Oh, yep. We can also send you an email if there's let me just note it here. If we can't reach out to you for, like, a few attempts. Would that be okay?
That'd be fine.
Let me just note it here. If we can reach out after a few attempts. Alrighty. And, okay, so you do have a logo, correct?
Yes.
So thank you so much for uploading the logo on your dashboard. And now you will see several important emails from Ashu and Daniel. So first, review the keywords list, the one that we just discussed earlier, and let us know if you want to add it with Just. Just reply to the message. And if you have photos, the videos, you can send them directly or upload them to your dashboard or app. We use only high-quality copyright-safe images, so if your submissions are low resolution, we will add industry stock photos as placeholders that you can revise at any time. So, do you approve of the use of stock photos or AI-generated images?
Yes.
Okay, and your client dashboard login, which you should have already received and you've been using, can be used to track calls, leads, search visibility, and company progress from anywhere and any device. And let's talk about the time frame and what to expect. So your online campaign will launch in phases. Your ads will be live in 7 to 14 days, depending on documentation needed. Your directories and Google Business Profile will be optimized in parallel, so you should see meaningful results within 45 to 60 days. So please check your dashboard for real-time updates, because your growth is monitored daily, and we will meet regularly to review and refine the strategy. And as your business becomes more visible, Daniel, you will get calls, even texts from scammers or competitors claiming to work for Google or offering unnecessary services for a fee. So if ever you're in doubt, forward those to us immediately and never pay for additional listings or services unless it's directly through Local Flash, okay?
Okay.
All right. And of course, we want to schedule your first campaign review in 3 weeks. To go over your early results and next steps. So what day and time would work best for you so I can send you a calendar invite as a reminder. So 3 weeks from now, let me just pull up my calendar real quick. Okay. So 3 weeks from now, that's going to be the same day, Friday. That would be on the 10th of April. Are you okay with that, or do you have any other day that you would like to schedule?
Wednesday would work better.
Okay. So, Friday, that works better for you?
No, Wednesday.
Oh, Wednesday. Oh, let me just pull it up. So, you can do 10th. So, do you want to do on the 8th or on the 15th?
The 8th would be fine.
Okay, and do you want to do it same time?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
We can do it at 12 Eastern.
Okay, let's do 12 Eastern and 8th of April. Anyways, I'm going to add you to the calendar invite so you will receive a reminder when we will call. Alrighty. And as I have mentioned earlier, Daniel, I will do a test call to your call tracking number to make sure that it works perfectly fine. It's good to see if you'll be able to answer your first call on your tracking number, but please note that that call will show up as a lead in your dashboard. However, since I'm not actually a real prospective customer for you, it will display as a not valid lead, but you will still be able to review and play it, okay?
Okay.
Alrighty, and this wraps up on onboarding. Thank you so much for investing your time. Your engagement sets you up for meaningful growth with Local Splash. But do you have any questions or concerns that I can help you out?
Not at this time.
Okay, and also, Danielle, in 5 to 7 days, please review the information submitted via email and SMS. If anything is not accurate or needs updating, please reach out directly and we'll adjust it. Our support line is 877-635-6225. We are open from 7 a.m. to 4 Pacific. That's Monday through Friday. We're also available by email, SMS, or chat. So please feel free to call us back because we're here to help. If we can't answer right away, we'll return your call the same day or by the next business day. So please watch your emails and texts for a status update and expect a follow-up call in a few weeks to review campaign momentum and opportunities. Thank you again for having Local Splash as your digital growth partner. We look forward in helping you take the lead in your market. But then again, before I let you go, is there anything else that I can assist you?
So, I do have one question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'm looking at the wrong part. So, if I did get a call on that tracking number, where would it show up?
Good question. So, if you do get a call on your call tracking number, and if you miss the calls or not, you can check the calls on the dashboard. So, you'll be able to track all the calls or all your possible leads through your dashboard. But all the calls will still go directly to your number that ends with 106. So we will
okay, I think I see where they would be.
Yep. So, we are setting your call tracking to your number, to your primary phone number.
Okay. Yeah, I think I see where it is.
All right. All right. So do you have any other questions aside from that?
No, I think that's it.
Okay. And if you have any concerns, do not hesitate to reach out, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Danielle. Enjoy the rest of the day and enjoy the weekends. Bye-bye for now.
Bye-bye.